Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
A woman who claims she was sexually assaulted by a prominent Casper businessman who twice had his case heard by Wyoming juries has filed a federal lawsuit detailing similar allegations. Tony Searcy was acquitted of first and second degree sexual assault following a February 2018 jury trial. A mistrial was declared on a third count of third-degree sexual assault. The next year, a jury issued a guilty verdict on third-degree sexual assault, but following an appeal, the Wyoming Supreme Court threw out the verdict. Assistant Natrona County District Attorney Mike Blonigan then declined to refile the case, saying the Supreme Court's ruling would restrict what the prosecution could do in terms of alleging contact during the alleged assault, making a conviction nearly impossible. But the alleged victim was willing to testify again. The allegations stem from an incident that allegedly occurred in June of 2017. Searcy is not facing criminal charges in the new filings as the allegations are being handled in civil court. In the complaint filed Tuesday, the alleged victim is seeking an unspecified amount in damages, though the filings state they are in excess of $75,000. Eastern Wyoming College's computer, phone, and email systems were disabled yesterday by a cybersecurity attack that Torrington College announced. Investigations are currently underway to fully determine the extent of the attack. College officials are working with local law enforcement agencies, the Department of Homeland Security, and local and state IT professionals. This is the second time a higher educational institution in Wyoming has been hit by a cyber attack this year. In February, the University of Wyoming was hosting a virtual Black History Month event when people began sending racist and pornographic messages to disrupt the event. Cybersecurity attacks have been on the increase across the United States this year.
If your plan involves a party, it's your responsibility to plan for a safe and sober ride home. A DWI is a serious crime with serious consequences. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. If you get busted, you may lose your license, pay thousands of dollars in court costs, legal fees, and higher insurance rates. Make sure your last call is a safe one. Order up a sober ride. And please, don't drink and drive.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Powell Ace has your summer supplies, weed and bug control, yard tools, and decorations. Powell Ace in downtown Powell.
The Wyoming Game and Fish Department is asking for the public's help in catching whoever illegally stocked Lake Hattie with walleye and smallmouth bass. The Game and Fish says the species were discovered during routine fish sampling and are most likely the result of an illegal transplant. They released a statement which says Lake Hattie is managed as a trout fishery and is stocked with more than 175,000 trout and salmon annually. Although bass and walleye are popular sport fish, they are seldom compatible with trout fisheries because both species prey on trout. The statement went on to say, if these species become established, they are likely to have a significant negative impact on the quality of the trout fisheries in Lake Hattie and Twin Buttes Reservoir, which is connected to Lake Hattie. Anyone with information about illegal fish stocking is asked to contact Game and Fish. They may be eligible for a $5,000 reward. It just got a bit more expensive to live in pricey Jackson. At its regular meeting Monday evening, town council members chose to make a long-term commitment to diversify its revenue for the first time in over 40 years. The vote was to levy a half mil of property tax, which will bring in about $250,000 annually. The town has not collected property taxes since the 1970s. They have been collected and utilized by Teton County, the school district, the library, the fair, the conservation district, and Weed and Pest, but not the town of Jackson. Diversifying revenues will help fund core municipal services like safety, pathways, snow plowing, and public transit, and that the organization can continue to make the necessary investments as a hedge against future needs. This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.